From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Giabi Lee reporting. Polls have closed and vote counting is underway at more than 500 voting stations in France following a closely watched presidential election that could decide whether France's leadership goes to the far right or left. Early estimates place centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron in the lead, followed by nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen. It would be the first time in the history of the modern French Republic the two candidates moving to the second and final round are from non-traditional parties. 11 candidates were on the ballot as voters turned out in large numbers. By midday, it appeared to match the 80% turnout of the 2012 presidential election. Some voting took place here in the United States. In New York, French citizens cast ballots at the embassy.
We have a lot of options, so you have to process, like, it was my kind of thinking. Like, I had to think who I don't want to vote for and who I want, and then at one point I decided, okay, it's going to be this candidate.
An American aircraft carrier headed towards the Korean Peninsula has been joined by two Japanese destroyers. The vessels of the two countries began joint exercises Sunday in the Western Pacific. The USS Carl Vinson Carrier Strike Group, which includes a guided missile cruiser and a guided missile destroyer, was diverted from its trip to Australia by U.S. President Donald Trump. Tensions are rising on the Korean Peninsula over North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear tests. It was not immediately clear how long the Japanese destroyers will sail alongside the U.S. carrier group. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump made a new push Sunday for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration. At the forefront of the White House discussion is a funding. Trump wants initial funding for the wall, a key campaign promise in his run for the White House, included in the budget to finance government spending to the end of September. But opposition Democrats remain adamantly against it. The U.S. government runs out of operating funds at midnight Friday, giving the Republican-controlled Congress and minority Democrats just days to reach a compromise with the White House. This year marks the halfway point in an international campaign to provide children and adults around the globe with access to life-saving vaccines. VOA's Carol Pearson reports on the progress and what's at stake at this campaign.
6 years ago, 194 countries signed on to the Global Vaccine Action Plan. The goal is to prevent millions of people from getting vaccine-preventable diseases by the time the program ends in 2020. The plan is to provide universal access to vaccines to protect people of all ages. Dr. Flavia Bustreo is the Assistant Director General for Family, Women's, and Children's Health at the World Health Organization.
Immunization and vaccines are the most powerful public health tool that we have.
Bustreo says 35 years ago, 13 million children lost their lives from diseases that could be prevented by vaccines. She said that number has been reduced to 6 million per year. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
The founder of Microsoft, Bill Gates, gave a passionate defense of foreign aid and voiced fears for the political climate in the U.S. and the U.K. could see aid budgets cut. In a speech in London this week, he warned that withdrawing aid would create a leadership vacuum that others will fill. Gates gives $5 billion a year to development aid, making him one of the world's most generous philanthropists. In a speech at London's Royal United Services Institute this week, he voiced fears that the political tide is turning against foreign aid.
It concerns me that some world leaders are interpreting recent advances as reasons to turn inward instead of seeing them what they are. Problems that, although they're difficult and will take time, can be solved if we invest in the long-term solutions that are necessary.
Bill Gates. The United States remains by far the world's biggest donor, funding long-term programs and emergency relief across the globe. I am Giabi Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.